Good morning. It's Thursday, June 20th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, a judge has denied multiple motions filed by Cochise County Supervisors Tom Crosby and Peggy Judd. The pair sought to have felony conspiracy and election interference charges against them dismissed or reconsidered by a new state grand jury. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Before we begin, some Arizona trivia. Did you know that Hiram Yarbrough is a YouTube skincare influencer from Arizona? He gained fame on YouTube and TikTok for his product reviews, skincare advice, and reactions to celebrity routines. He grew up on a cattle ranch and faced significant personal challenges, including being expelled from his home after coming out as gay. His YouTube channel has more than 4 million subscribers with 500 million views. In 2021, he launched his own product line with Sephora. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital now has 3 locations for primary care services. Let their compassionate providers care for your entire family. Your health starts here. Call to schedule an appointment today at 520-720-6551. Now our feature story. A judge has denied multiple motions filed by Cochise County Supervisors Tom Crosby and Peggy Judd. The pair sought to have felony conspiracy and election interference charges against them dismissed or reconsidered by a new state grand jury. These rulings, handed down by Judge Jeffrey Fish, allow Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays to proceed with prosecuting Crosby and Judd for activities related to the November 2022 general election. Crosby and Judd must now appear at Maricopa County Superior Court on June 26th for a pretrial hearing. A trial date has not yet been announced. In November 2023, Crosby and Judd were indicted on charges of felony conspiracy and felony interference with an election officer. These charges stem from their vote on November 28, 2022, to delay canvassing Cochise County's general election results until December 2, 2022. 2 expedited lawsuits led to a court order mandating that the county supervisors complete their canvass by December 1st. Despite Crosby's absence, the canvass was conducted on December 1st, and then Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs completed the statewide canvass 4 days later as scheduled. Crosby's attorneys argued for the dismissal of the indictment, citing legislative immunity and other legal reasons. They also filed a motion for redetermination of probable cause. However, Judge Fish denied these motions, stating that the supervisors are not protected by legislative immunity for actions related to the canvassing of the election results. Crosby also argued that any alleged election interference took place in Cochise County, not Maricopa County. However, Fish ruled that the conspiracy statute allows for prosecution in the county where any element of the offense occurred, noting that the Secretary of State's office is located in Maricopa. Peggy Judd, who joined Crosby's motion to dismiss, additionally argued a lack of jurisdiction, claiming that only a Cochise County grand jury could have indicted them. Judge Fish disagreed, affirming the state grand jury's jurisdiction to investigate alleged misconduct by public officials. Attorney General Chris Mays responded to the rulings with a public statement, noting the seriousness and merit of the charges and expressing her office's readiness to pursue justice. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we know that the best food comes from the heart. Our dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by our talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. We use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals our residents love. It's one more way we help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
Next, President Joe Biden is expected to issue an order giving protection to the spouses of some undocumented immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens. Aoife Kane of Cronkite News has the story.
A new policy will protect undocumented husbands, wives, and children from deportation and provide work permits.
Aoife Cain tells us about the plan announced by President Biden that aims to make life easier for spouses and children of U.S. citizens.
According to the White House, these eligible non-citizens have lived in the United States on average for 23 years. Under the new policy, they will be able to apply for lawful permanent residency without having to leave the U.S.
So today I'm announcing new measures to clarify and speed up work visas to help people, including dreamers, who have graduated from U.S. colleges and universities, landed jobs in high-demand, high-skilled professions that we need to have grow, to see our economy grow.
The new protections will impact about 500,000 people who have been living in the United States for at least 10 years and who are married to U.S. citizens.
People like Alejandro Paz Medrano, who is married to a U.S. citizen.
We know that each day is a risk. It's so torturous to discuss that we just don't discuss it. Instead, we take each day as it comes, with uncertainty, with whatever that day brings, not knowing if it'll be our last day together.
Rudy Molera was at the White House to show his support for the new policy.
But it's something that needs to be done. These people are here and they're working hard. They're taxpayers. They're getting an education. They're providing and they're providing for our country.
For DACA recipients who have studied at an American university and receive a job offer, this announcement means the process of obtaining a work visa just got easier as well.
And this is a groundbreaking move that will allow many, including myself, to ability to overcome the barrier of broken immigration systems that prevents us from obtaining the protecting of status.
In Washington, Aoife Cain, Cronkite News.
The announcement comes on the 12th anniversary of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which protects young people who came to the United States without permission. It's been 2 weeks since the president announced a crackdown on asylum seekers at the southern border.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. Today at 10 a.m., join the June meeting of the Sierra Vista Area Garden Club. Among other activities, club members will be demonstrating how to propagate different types of succulent plants. The group will meet at the Salvation Army building in Sierra Vista. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Dale Quast. Dale was born in Menno, South Dakota in 1932. He left high school early to work in California's oil industry, later returning to Menno and moving to Michigan to be near his future wife, Hazel. They married in 1951. Dale pursued various careers, including barbering, teaching, motel ownership, and truck driving. He served in the U.S. Army, earned a pilot's license, and worked on church building projects. They settled in Sierra Vista in 2009. Dale was known for his independence and devotion to God and his family. He is survived by his wife Hazel, their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Dale's life and service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.